USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says Mr. Trump wants to speak to special counsel Robert Mueller. However, Giuliani insists the president doesn't have to answer questions if he doesn't want to. Speaking to ABC's This Week, Giuliani suggested the FBI was being harder on the president than on his Democratic opponent during the campaign.
Hillary Clinton treatment is what I'm looking for, and that is no under oath, only a Q&A, and then we get the questions in advance, and they write the report 2 weeks before.
On the issue of the alleged Stormy Daniels affair, her attorney, Michael Avenatti, tells ABC's This Week,
I think it is obvious to the American people that this is a cover-up, that they are making it up as they go along. They don't know what to say because they've lost track of the truth.
Giuliani says the president was unaware of any payment to Daniels during the campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
There are a few Republicans who are critical of the president's tax plan. Speaking to ABC News, Congressman Peter King of New York says it could result in a tax increase for some in his high-tax state.
And not just the wealthy, but also some middle-income people are going to do better. But there are going to be losers on this. And what makes that unfortunate is in the rest of the country, there are no losers. Everyone is going to be at least a short-term winner.
On balance, King says President Trump has been very good to New York and the country on key issues, but he does not agree with him on the tax bill. The Kilauea volcano eruption on Hawaii's Big Island has turned the Puna District into a mostly vacant fire pit. Cheryl Griffith is one of the few who decided to remain.
It happened fast, you know, the cracks and everything. It happened pretty fast. Usually it's a little bit slower. And I just, you know, a lot of people's dashed dreams.
Some of the evacuated are now returning to grab a few items they left behind before it flares up again. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Still battling an aggressive form of brain cancer, aides to Arizona Senator John McCain says he's actively making his funeral plans. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Republican maverick also disclosing that the memoir he's currently working on, The Restless Wave, is going to be his last writing. Audio of McCain reading excerpts of the book were released a few days ago.
Before I leave, I'd like to see our politics begin to return to the purposes and practices that distinguish our history from the history of other nations. I'd like to see us recover our sense that we are more alike than different.
The New York Times reports McCain's arranging to have his funeral at Washington National Cathedral and that he's alerted the White House that he wants Vice President Mike Pence to attend, but not President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The 144th running of the Kentucky Derby is now in the books. USA's Wendy King has the winners.
Here's Larry Comas, the voice of the Derby, with the call.
They're coming to the wire! He's built awesome! Justify has won the Kentucky Derby! It was very close for second. Audible may have got there inside of Good Magic. Then it's still Regard in a final time of 2:04.20. He's still undefeated.
Justify was the 3-1 favorite to win the Derby on a day in which just under 158,000 people braved the rain and mud to see the race. Good Magic did indeed finish second, followed by Audible in third. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.